No one on the highways tonight. Just you and me and the rigs we ride. Burning rubber wherever we go. Looking back at the orange glow. Each tunnel we take, my heart on the brakes. The road doesn't matter, it's how you haul. We lost it in 99 after all. You put up the cards just to watch them fall. Said you drive me. You always said you drive me crazy. Said it was you and me till we died. So hands on the wheel and let's drive. Buckle up and drive me crazy. Wheels and two headlights in the night. Just look straight ahead if you like it slow. Take guesses on exits, one has to be right. November rains on the radio. Tales we make up, our eyes on the road. Nothing lasts forever, that's how it goes. Never thought I'd learn to love the snow. Breaker, breaker, break hearts, 10-4, daddy-o. You always said you'd drive me. Said you drive me crazy. Said it was you and me till we died. So hands on the wheel and let's drive. Buckle up and drive me.
You're listening to CILU 102.7. This is the Wednesday night roundup. Thanks for tuning in. That last one you just heard there A little bit of Canadian music. That was Orville Peck off his album or EP that came out last year, Show Pony. That was the song Drive Me Crazy. Before that, we played a tune called Big Bug Shuffle, a little instrumental number to kick off the program today. That one was off the album Skip, Hop, and Wobble, released in 2004 by the legendary dobro player Jerry Douglas. Maybe best known for his work with Alison Krauss. That's also the part of the Country Gentlemen, and maybe part of Del McCurry's. Yeah, part of the Del McCurry band at one point. I think he's got 14 Grammys. Just one of the best, probably the most well-known person to ever play the instruments. And that's just a really cool album of him and a couple buddies there. I believe a bass player and a acoustic guitarist and just a really fun, light instrumental album there. Skip, Hop, and Wobble by Jerry Douglas. Check it out.
Yeah, that was a very neat song, and actually, I had to ask Justin what a dobro was as we were listening to those tunes over there. But sounds cool.
Yeah, it's pretty much a guitar with the resonator that you put sideways and play it over your lap. So. It's a great slide sound, really associated with the blues and all kinds of American music. So,
Yeah, definitely. Next up on our list here, we got a band from Toronto, actually, but I think their music in general sounds a little bit more Americana with some very almost overt spaghetti Western music influences, and just like Orville Peck, also a very beautiful baritone. We're gonna play the band Timber Timber off their album Hot Dreams. Gonna play the song Grand Canyon on CILU 102.7.
To serve cloud shadows on the mountain, and our shadow on the mountainside. After Salt Lake City, I have time to close my eyes before the Grand Canyon swallows us as we move south. I pray the Grand Canyon take our plane inside its mouth. Under palms ethereal, in Hollywood's mysterious wild, these are coarse imaginings where cannibal inspectors thrive. On delirious ramblings, now in real and troubling times, in the warm confusion of the looming foe. Outside the motel room obscura, a divining by Venetian blinds.
people staring at me as they wheel me down the ramp toward my plane. The war is over for me, I've forgotten everything except the pain. Thank you, sir, and yes, sir, it was worth it for the old red, white, and blue. And since I won't be walking, I suppose I'll save some money buying shoes. The bottle hidden underneath the blanket over my two battered legs. I can see the stewardess make over me and ask, were you afraid? I'll say, well, no, I'm Superman, and couldn't find a phone booth quite in time. A GI gets a lot of laughs if he remembers all the funny lines. Mama bake a pie, daddy kill a chicken. Your son is coming home, 11:35, Wednesday night. Mama will be crying, and daddy's gonna say, son, did they treat you good? My uncle will be drunk, and he'll say, boy, they do some real great things with wood. The letter that she wrote me said goodbye, she couldn't wait, and lots of luck. The bottle underneath the blanket feels just like an old friend to my touch. I know she'll come and see me, but I bet she never once looks at my legs. No, she'll talk about the weather and the dress she wore the July 4th parade. Lord, I love her and I don't believe this bottle's gonna get her off my mind. I see here in the paper where they say the war is just a waste of time. Mama bake a pie, daddy kill a chicken. Your son is coming home, 11:35, Wednesday night.
Flying tomorrow, mosquito biting me today. I ride the bus to Toronto, a highway 2 all the way. I take a walk along Yonge Street, a good time's a bottle sold. Remember this, children, if the good Lord's willing, live a long, long time to get old. I aim to back to the hometown. The liquor store burned down. My old girlfriend arrived way on the east end of town. Oh, and she laughed when she passed me, and I knew I'd been told. She said, remember this, children, if the good Lord's willing, live a long, long time to get old. Get you some lean times, mama. I watch your fat friend. Driving home slow, so lay some truth on your young one, give them something to hold. Because remember them children, if the good Lord's willing, live a long, long time to get old. All right. Well, she sings you a story, and you can tell her a song. Laying down by the river, oh, summer slipping along. With her eyes closed, dreaming, some shine, some bold. Remember those children, if the good Lord will live a long, long time to get old. The eagle's flying tomorrow, no mosquito fire.
ties the Bobby soul. Remember this, children, if the good Lord willing, live it all along and trying to get old. Oh, now remember this, children, if the good Lord willing, live it all along and trying to get old. Oh, 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 oh.
Tuned in to the Roundup here on CILU 102.7. And you just heard Ian and Sylvia with A Long, Long Time to Get Old. Before that, you had Mama Bake a Pie, Daddy Kill a Chicken from Tom T. Hall. And yeah, probably one of the, I don't like to throw around superlatives that often, but definitely a A-plus storyteller in the world of country music. What a great, powerful lyrical song there.
Yeah, you wouldn't be the first to say that. They called him the storyteller. That was his nickname. So you're not the first to have that opinion. Great tune there.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. Makes me want to check out more of his stuff. For that, we had Grape Tooth, which it with a much less lyrical song, but still nonetheless very catchy, with Mile After Mile from their only album, which is self-titled and came out 3 years ago. Grape Tooth is a side project of Clay Frankel from Twin Peaks, which is a band that you've probably heard a lot of on the show. And kicked it off with Timber Timber with Grand Canyon from their album Hot Dreams.
Yeah, we sure did. Hope everybody liked that block of country-infused tunes one way or another. And yeah, that last tune there was Ian Tyson, probably better known in the 80s and 90s as a as a straight-up country singer, but in the 70s, him and his wife Sylvia had the duo Ian and Sylvia playing more kind of mainstream-sounding folk music, put out some really good albums. And yeah, that one there, that one was a little bit old. Last tune we played come out in, I think, yeah, sometime early 70s. But next here, we're going to play something that was old when that one even came out. And this next tune here, it's released in 1938. And this is so old, I don't even understand the slang they're using in the song. So I think we'll just let it speak for itself. Here's the Salty Dog Blues by the Morris Brothers. It's CILU 102.7.
Big hole in the bottom of my shoe, honey, let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog, or I won't be your little man at all, honey, let me be your salty dog. Look at your sal, I know with a rundown slipper and a broken shoe, honey, let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog, or I won't be your little man at all, honey, let me be your salty dog. While we're sitting along, we're singing a song called Salty Dog. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog, or I won't be your little man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Pull the trigger and a gun said go. The shot rung over in Mexico. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog, or I won't be your little man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog.
It's Decoration Day. Not a mind to roll a stone on his grave. What would he say? Keeping me down, boy, won't keep you away. It's Decoration Day. And I knew the hill boys would put him away, but my daddy wasn't afraid. He said we'd fight till the last Lawson's last living day. I never knew how it all got started, a problem with Holland before we were born. I don't know the name of the boy we tied down to, till we just couldn't walk anymore. But I burning daddy's chest, I know why Holland Hill drives. The state let him go, but I guess it was best, 'cause nobody needs all his Lawson's alive. Come by, the lumberman's favorite son. He said beat him real good, but don't dare let him die. And if you see Holland Hill run, well, I said they ain't give us trouble before, and we ain't brought down on ourselves. Put a chain on my back and my ear to the floor, and I'll send all the hill boys to hell. Send all the hill boys to spit on his grave. If I was a heel, I'd put him away, and I'd fight till the last Lawson's last living day. I'd fight till the last Lawson's last living day. I'd fight till the last Lawson's last living day.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Lakehead Unitarian Fellowship, an inclusive spiritual community promoting a compassionate, just, and sustainable world. Find them online at luf.ca, on Facebook, or at 129 South Algoma, Sundays at 10:30 a.m. Live from the Rock Folk Festival, bringing the spirit of folk and folk music to Red Rock every August. Keep up to date with upcoming happenings and buy tickets online at livefromtherockfolkfestival.com. The Outpost, Lakehead University's pub, full-service restaurant, and live music venue. Find them on Facebook to stay up to date on all the happenings during the school year, like Tanker Tuesdays and Pub Night Thursdays.
You're listening to CILU 102.7. That last one you heard there, that was Decoration Day by the Drive-By Truckers off of their album of the same name. That one released in 2002. Shout out to my folks for grabbing me that one. Or 2003, sorry. Shout out to my folks grabbing me that one on vinyl for Christmas. So one of my favorite albums ever made right there. And that song you just heard, I think that's the second song Jason Isbell ever recorded and released in his music career. So pretty good way to start out, and has been running at a high level ever since. Before that, a little bit of Julia Jacklin played Pressure to Party off of her 2019 album Crushing. And started that one off, turn back the clock a little bit, 1938, The Salty Dog Blues by the Morris Brothers.
Yeah, I had about the Julia Jacklin there, I had a opportunity to see her at the Winnipeg Folk Fest, but I accidentally went to the wrong tent and ended up seeing someone completely different. But when you're at a festival with seven different acts playing at the same time, and 30 degree temperatures confusing your brain, along with maybe a couple beers, mess ups like that are bound to happen. So I took it all in stride.
So many tents, too.
Might end up getting to see her one day, but well, whenever she chooses to travel to North America from her home country of Australia again, that is. Yeah, that Drive-By Truckers that we ended off on right after the break, that was it's a good song and definitely laid the foundation for a very successful singer-songwriter career in the future for Jason Isbell.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, a triple threat right there. They had three different singers take the reins and three guitars. Influence of Lynyrd Skynyrd not lost there in that Southern rock music. So,
yeah, I love when bands have three guitars. That gives you so much versatility when you can have the rhythm guitar playing and then have dueling leads on top of it.
Oh, absolutely. And you can just, it really enhances the ability to kind of build a song up too and add layers to it. And they were always good at that. Never too noodly or show off with the guitar work. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that's the trouble with the three guitarists. You have to resist the urge to show off. Coming up next, we got a band from Chicago who are just about to release their debut album in early April. Play a single from that album. It's called 3 Weeks, and the band is called Moontype. And it's all coming to you on CILU 102.7.
Place where there's love and grace. I don't care that you have a girlfriend, that we almost share a face. I want you to be happy. I want you to be happy. I love you and I love you, even though I've only known you for 3 weeks. Now the tides have turned and I'm the young one, and my face is fresh and open, and I'm holding on to what is still unbroken. And you tell me you quit smoking, and I say your name out loud, 'cause I'm happy for you also, 'cause I like the way your name feels in my mouth. My mouth. Thank you. and after days, there is no end on the ocean. There is ocean, and I have to ride you.
Baby, why you been gone?
You're tuned in CILU 102.7. You're listening to the Wednesday Night Roundup here. Hope everyone's enjoying the show tonight. Just a couple more songs to end it off here. That last one we just played, though, that was Jesse Coulter and Outlaw Country sort of pioneer there. That song from 1970, Why You Been Gone So Long. And she was actually along with Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings, put out the first country record to ever go gold, and that was 1976's Wanted the Outlaws. So,
yeah, and it definitely has kind of a timeless quality to it. I mean, if you asked me, if you told me that song came out in 2018, I'd definitely believe you. It's one of those tunes that just has a groovy bass line and really would be able to exist in any era of music, perhaps. Before that, we had a couple other songs. We had Pax with Hangman, and that's a band out of Toronto who are releasing their debut album in June, I believe. And before that, we had Moontype with 3 Weeks, and they're releasing their debut in April. So yeah, a couple of very new bands before that. I guess new music's kind of the theme heading out of this episode. I ended up picking a lot of kind of mellow tunes this week, and we're going to end with two more of them. This next one's off of a band that just released their debut EP, a band from Winnipeg called Virgo Rising. Yeah, their EP is a lot of fun. Well, I don't know if fun is necessarily the word I would use to describe it, but I had a lot of fun listening to it. And play their single from that one, followed by some Lomelda with Hannah Sun off of her most recent album. But to kick things off here, we got Headlights by Virgo Rising. Thank you very much for tuning in to another episode of The Roundup, and join us next week on CILU 102.7. Thank you.
sent you the sun from my hometown and Chicago and Atlanta, sinking at the sight of your shadow.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CIOU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Thunder Bay Country Market, keeping it local every Saturday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and every Wednesday from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. year-round. Stop by and say hi to over 80 vendors who make it, bake it, and grow it in the Dove Building located on the CLE grounds. Sensia Corporate Web Solutions, Log on to sensia.ca for information about locally owned and operated hosting, site creation, and more. The Study Coffee House. The Study is a fully licensed, intimate live venue and the place to get your caffeine fix while on the Lakehead University campus.
CILU 102.7 FM now presents Radio Took.
Ready?
Yeah, go!
Welcome to the second edition, the second ever edition of This Is Radio Took on this mighty fine station. I'm Skip the DJ. We play all Canadian music for one whole hour. It's a mixed genre ride, so please buckle in. This Is Radio Took is now on the air.